Okay, I'm Steve Nichols, U.S. Agronomic Services Manager. I'm based in Lubbock, Texas, and I just want to talk a little bit about agronomic services. So I get asked a lot, Steve, you know, what does agronomic services do? It's a group of individuals that work really hard to understand our new varieties, our new products that we're bringing forward. They're those people that deliver that technical exchange. They understand our products, where they fit, how to place them, how to manage them, and we want to understand the product performance and have a high level of predictability when we deliver a product to a grower, what that's going to do on his farm. So they work really hard to do that. And then they work with our sales force to educate them, and then we work with University Extension, and we work with our growers. And one of the ways we do that is through our calf trial program. And so we have 11 regional agronomists. And so what's the significance of that? Well, if you go back about 5 years ago, we only had about three or four regional agronomists across the Cotton Belt. And when you look at the pace that new varieties are being brought to the market, it's a challenge to get out there and really evaluate those products in the field. So we've expanded this agronomic services team. We have good representation in Texas. We have good representation in the Mid-South and Southeast and the Mid-Atlantic. And these individuals work with key consultants and key farmers, and we get on-farm trials where we put our experimental products against our top competitor products and also our top commercial offerings that we have in the pipeline. And this is one method we use to evaluate our experimental products. And so it ties in real closely into what varieties we advance. So agronomic services, with having this number of people scattered across the Cotton Belt, we conduct over 200 trials. Really, it's pushing about 250 trials most of the time. And we're not only looking at germplasm, we're looking at the trait technology as well. So I'm going to talk a little bit about some Glytol Liberty Link stack varieties, and we'll talk a little bit about TwinLink that's in the testing for 2013. But they really set a benchmark for varieties that we're evaluating. And what we encourage growers to do, and when we work with them, you know, we ask them to look at the cap trial data, but we also ask them to look at multiple sources of data, because you have really good sound data from the University and Extension people. You've got the cotton specialists running large on-farm trials, and then you have the cap trials. And all of it incorporated together gives you the opportunity to look at varieties over multiple locations, different environments, and make good sound decisions. So trial objectives, again, is the benchmark for our variety advancement, and I'm going to kind of talk about the process that we go through and some of the decisions that come out of the variety advancement meetings. And then what we're really looking for is, so one of the things I get asked a lot is like, Steve, you're bringing new varieties forward every year, and by the time we get used to one, you're bringing out another one. You know, how do we know what to do with it? So it's a fine balance of working with growers and keeping them comfortable with the key workhorse varieties that they've been successful with on their farm, but also ask them to look at these on a trial basis on a limited amount of acres so they can get comfortable with them and move them on into their farming operation. And it's a little different than it was, you know, 20, 30 years ago when a variety came on the market and it hung around for 5, 6, 7, 8 years sometimes. And back then with the way that breeding was being done, a lot of it was done by visual observation. And today, the technology and the science that is available, there's a lot done in the laboratory. It's a science to it now. So it allows companies to bring new varieties forward at an even more rapid pace. And you want to keep a variety around a while because the grower's used to it. He knows how to manage it. He's been successful. But the same on the flip side of that, with the advances in breeding, we can get incremental gains in yield every year. And we're bringing better fiber quality every year. And the science is allowing us to do that at a lot faster pace. So the CAP trials is another way to get on the farm and show these products, and they can see it not just in came out of a research somewhere, but they actually saw it live on their farm. End of the day, we're looking for that predictability of performance, and then we're also looking to capture that on-farm success because we want to understand where to place it, how to manage it, and then we want to help that grower boost its profitability. Okay, something we've kind of been working on is the agronomic insider. So what we do is we have those 11 regional agronomists across the Cotton Belt, and we try to bring regional news that's current, that's applicable to their farms, and so it's a resource of information maybe it's how to manage a variety, how to deal with a pest. But this is a insider that you can sign up for, and you will get an email. And if anyone's interested in being on that, I think you can see maybe Elizabeth Smith or someone, and we can get you signed up for that. Some of you may already be getting it, but it's something that our growers have been using as a resource as well. Okay, two new varieties we advanced and that came through our CAP trial program and available for 2013 commercial sales. We're really excited about both of these. They're both in Stonewall germplasm. We made two releases. One of them is an early mid-maturity variety. The other one's a full season. This is the early mid. Some unique characteristics about this variety is widely adapted across the entire cotton growing region. So we're really excited about that. That speaks a lot about the stability of this variety and the consistency of the performance of it. And the other unique thing that really stands out about it is the root knot nematode tolerance there. So, that continues to be a problem. We're looking for more varieties and different maturities to give some root knot nematode tolerance, and this is going to deliver that. The other unique thing about it is the Glytol Liberty Link stacked technology. So full crop tolerance to both glyphosate and Liberty herbicides. So this is a real good offering to our growers. And, of course, the high yield potential and the fiber quality is, the table stakes. You can bring this technology forward. You can bring root knot tolerance forward, but you have to have the yield there, too. And that's where we use the CAP trials to benchmark these varieties that not only have this technology, have other factors that are good for our growers to help manage pests, but we're bringing forward higher yielding, higher fiber quality varieties. I won't go through a lot of this, but just some of the information that you can find, like on our variety guide or on our variety selector tool, is another source of we have that you. It's an app you can download, and this is the type of information you can have there, and it'll talk about the leaf type and the maturity, and just a resource of information in more detail about the varieties. And then Stonewall 6448 GLB2. The unique thing about this variety is the full season. It's the first variety that we've really had that meets that full season market for the South region. So this variety fits very well in the South Delta, the Georgia market, and even into South Carolina. And that's just where it fits best. You can kind of see from the map there, it fits even broader than that, but that's where it's most adapted to. Again, the dual herbicide step technology there. So it gives the growers in that region, the weed resistance is a major problem in Georgia, and this gives them an option to control resistant weeds. Again, just the variety characteristics. And what I'd point out is on the fiber quality of this Stonewall variety, it's going to be some of the best fiber quality of all the varieties in the Stonewall brand. So we're excited to bring a full season variety with the dual herbicide technology and very good fiber quality in the Stonewall brand. All right, this kind of shows where we're going. If you look at over the past 5 years, Bayer's advanced varieties in B2 Flex technology, Glytol technology, GL technology, LLB2 technology. If you look where we're going, it's GL, GLB2, and then the big focus on the GLT, and that's Glytol, Liberty Link, Twin Link. And so we've got a strong focus on that going into 13. We've got all the approvals in the U.S. for commercial sales of TwinLink. We're still awaiting approvals from Korea and China. We expect to get that this year. So at the end of the season, we'll look at these varieties and how they perform, and we'll make selections out of those GLTs and have some commercial varieties featuring the GLT stack, which will be all Bayer proprietary traits, and you'll have dual herbicide and dual gene insect protection with those varieties. And these are both in FiberMax and Stonewall brand, and they'll be early and mid, full maturing variety. So it'll be a wide spectrum of maturity offering in those varieties as well. We have some GLB2s in there we're testing as well, and it's just because of the strength of the performance, the early indications of what the yield potential of those varieties are too. So it's a potential we could release another GLB2 depending on yield and fiber quality of those varieties. I guess in closing, what I would say is, I was talking with someone earlier this week, and before I came to the Beltwide, I looked at the 2012 USDA planning report, and I counted it up, and I think I counted it right. There's 99 different cotton varieties that were planted in 2012 over multiple companies, different trait packages, different maturities, but 99 different ones, and then they were still in other categories, so it was over 99 planted. So that's a lot of varieties out there for growers to consider. And I think it says one thing that, you know, must be a lot of pretty good germplasm out there. But it also says no one or two varieties fit all situations. So in Bayer Crop Science, we have a broad portfolio of cotton varieties. We got two brands that gives you a lot of diversity in the germplasm. We have different trait packages depending on what weed and pest that you're battling. And then we also have, you know, different varieties depending on dry land, irrigated, limited water, high water capacity with high fertility. You know, are you dealing with nematodes? Are you dealing with certain diseases? So there's a portfolio variety to match different situations. And part of this agronomic services team, their job is to match those right varieties to the right field. And we want to increase grower profitability by selecting those right varieties.